Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, Rumah Sakit Universitas Sunshine Coast di Queensland telah menambahkan lambang pentagram bersama dengan lambang salib dan lambang-lambang agama lainnya di pusat berbagai kepercayaannya. Tindakan ini didukung oleh para anggota Tempel Satan di Noosa yang berjuang untuk diakui sebagai agama dan pengaruhnya terhadap masyarakat. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Esam Al-Ghalib bagi SBS News. Para anggota kelompok ini merayakan kemenangan kecil yang menurut mereka penting dalam kebebasan beragama setelah berhasil menambahkan lambang pentagram mereka di pusat berbagai kepercayaan Rumah Sakit Universitas Sunshine Coast. Dalam laman Facebooknya, Noosa Temple Satan memposting komentar kemenangan mereka.
Dear heathens, we've had a small but important win for religious freedom. The Sunshine Coast University Hospital has added Satanism to its list of recognized religions in its multi-faith center. This means that followers of the Noosa Temple of Satan can now feel welcome in using the facility alongside Christians, Jews, Muslims, and people of other faiths.
Setan dalam ajaran Kristen dikenal sebagai malaikat yang memberontak melawan Tuhan. Noosa Temple Satan mengatakan mereka bekerja sama dengan rumah sakit agar pemimpin spiritual mereka dikenal sebagai pelayan yang dapat membantu orang apabila mereka ingin berpindah keyakinan mengikuti ajaran mereka.
We think it's important that Satanists can access the right spiritual support during their time of need. I look forward to providing comfort to Satanists when they're in hospital. Also, I can imagine there may be Christians who are facing death and may wish to return to Satanism in their last moments. We need to give them every opportunity to turn to the Dark Lord. That's very important work. Hail Sunshine Coast University Hospital. Hail Satan.
Pendiri Noosa Temple Satan yang berusia 56 tahun, Travel Bell di Brisbane mengatakan, pemimpin Temple, Samael Demogorgon yang saat ini sedang sakit, merupakan pendorong usaha agar agama mereka diakui oleh pihak rumah sakit.
Brother Samael Demogorgon, who's the leader of the Noosa Temple of Satan, is currently quite ill with a form of throat cancer. So he was having, well, he is having to visit the Sunshine Coast Hospital very regularly, and so he noticed that there was a chapel there that is a multi-faith chapel, and he quickly made an inquiry as to having Satanism added to the list of faiths. I think there was already sort of something like 7 or 8 different faiths that were sort of listed there in the chapel, and I don't think it was that hard for him to get on the list. I think they were quite inclusive and were quite ready to add Satanism to the list, and was done, you know, relatively quickly without a great problem.
Juru bicara kesehatan Queensland berbicara kepada SBS News, pelayanan mereka kepada para pasien tidak dibatasi latar belakang agama mereka, serta menambahkan lambang mereka di fasilitas tersebut.
Queensland health staff care for patients of all faiths in their facilities, and these patients are entitled to request and receive support from their faith leader. Facilities may display world-recognized religious symbols as a welcoming gesture for patients and visitors. In 2020, Queensland Health released its framework for the integration of spiritual care in Queensland Health facilities.
Pihak rumah sakit tidak memberikan responnya kepada SBS News apabila mereka dapat menerima reaksi dari agama lainnya yang menganggap hal tersebut akan mempromosikan kepercayaan tersebut. Bagi banyak orang, pemimpin kelompok satanis yang dapat melayani perpindahan agama dari Kristen ke satanisme pada ambang kematian mereka sangatlah menyinggung, begitu pula dengan kebalikannya. Bell menjelaskan menggunakan setan untuk menyingkarkan Yesus merupakan bentuk kegiatan politik.
It certainly has a political activism side to it. The way we see it is that predominantly traditional Christian groups receive a lot of privileges in our society, and what we're doing with the Noosa Temple of Satan is, as a religious group, as Satanists, we are seeking to ask for those same privileges.
Ia menggunakan kegiatan kelas sebagai contoh di mana terdapat ketidaksetaraan atau pemilihan satu agama dari agama lainnya.
A very good example is with religious instruction classes in Queensland. So at the moment in Queensland, under the law, religious leaders can come into a state school, a state primary school, and give up to 1 hour of more or less Bible lessons, any sort of religious instruction they want, which is typically the sort of thing you'd hear in Sunday school classes. By law, they're entitled to 1 hour in a classroom. So if a principal says, I don't want you in my school, I'm not really interested in that, it doesn't matter. The faith leader can say to the principal, you have to let me in for 1 hour to speak to the children whose parents have consented to this.
Dalam usahanya menghentikan pendidikan agama di sekolah-sekolah negeri di Queensland, Nusa Temple Satan mencoba mendapatkan izin mengajar satanisme di sekolah-sekolah dengan hak yang sama dengan organisasi-organisasi Kristen. Temple Satanik meminta para anggotanya yang berjumlah 5.000 di laman Facebooknya untuk mendaftarkan anak-anak mereka di sekolah sebagai pengikut satanisme.
We're putting the word out to the Satanists of Queensland, make it clear on their child's enrollment that their child is a Satanist and that they consent to their child receiving religious instruction, then we'll turn up and start giving satanic instruction lessons. And what we expect will happen from that is that people will be in uproar and they will say, this is ridiculous. We can't have Satanists coming into a primary school teaching lessons for an hour and having the other kids twiddling their thumbs.
Bell berharap kampanye mereka akan mengubah status quo.
And that might then cause the government to look at this program and say, you know what? Let's just not have any faith leaders coming into schools. Let's just get them to do it in their own time rather than during school time. And we would be fine by that. So that's an example where the Noosa Temple of Satan is basically trying to take advantage of these privileges for ourselves and demonstrating that maybe these are privileges that nobody should have.
Mike Hercock, seorang mantan pendeta senior Gereja Baptist Imagine di Sydney, mengatakan, satanisme dipakai sebagai cara menantang dan mengganggu kepercayaan umum yang ada oleh orang-orang yang selama ini memisahkan diri atau disingkirkan oleh agama lain selama kehidupan mereka.
The question that it raises, I think, is about the sense of experience where people are voiceless or concerned by the power of religion in schools. That sense of voicelessness, I suppose, as I've mentioned, often comes out of hurt and anger for the control and abuse of the church over years. I have some empathy towards that.
Ia merupakan salah satu dari kelompok 100 refs yang terdiri dari 100 pemimpin agama yang secara resmi meminta maaf kepada komunitas LGBTQI+ Australia atas tindakan yang tidak mencerminkan cinta kasih dari gereja terhadap mereka pada tahun 2008. Namun, Trevor Bell mengatakan keanggotaan Nusa Temple Satan berbeda dari agama lain.
With the Noosa Temple of Satan, we certainly say to any Satanist, whether they believe in Satan as supernatural or not, they're welcome as part and parcel of it. And it is a genuine religion, so it does encompass the broad spectrum of what's possible belief in Satanism, if you like. But sort of the main thrust, if you like, is that sort of rebellious challenging of authority.
Seorang imam muslim, Ibrahim Dadun, merasa khawatir mengenai satanisme yang dipakai sebagai pengganggu orang untuk menyembah Tuhannya.
So Muslims should treat this call as another one of the tricks of Satan to divert people away from the worship of God and establishment of good character to a way of life that is at odds with the innate nature of the human being. Religion is established to give a sense of direction for the human being as they travel through this world aiming for the pleasure of God. Satan does the exact opposite of what Islam calls for.
Dadun memperingatkan agar tidak terlibat dengan satanisme.
God says in the Holy Quran on multiple occasions that Satan is a clear enemy to you. God also says to not follow the footsteps of Satan. And those who are involved in Satanism are what we call the Satans of the human race. and Satan himself is destined for the fire of hell. So Muslims should stay clear from all of these practices, stay very far away from anyone who calls to Satanism.
SBS News menghubungi Keuskupan Agung Brisbane, namun mereka menolak berkomentar. John Dixon, seorang Distinguished Fellow dalam Public Christianity di Ridley College, mengatakan ia tidak menanggapi secara serius Nusa Temple.
Basically, it's just a joke. They admit themselves that they don't believe in any deity, not even Satan. And so it's really just a metaphor of rebellion against all religion. They admit this freely. And therefore, unfortunately, it's a joke on the hospital that has accepted this as a faith. It isn't a faith. It doesn't even claim to be a faith. And they are now trying to get chaplains in the hospital. And frankly, they're going to be about as useful to people sick and dying as the local knitting club. In fact, that's probably an insult to the knitting club.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.